The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Announced it earlier, but I want to remind people because I'm actually off next week. I'm going to be at Center Pocket Sports Bar and Billiards in Bowie for the next Commanders game. So it's a bye week this week. Then on Sunday, is that the 15th? December 15th?
Yep, that's right.
Come out. You can play some pool. It looks like a really nice spot. It's in Bowie, close to 50 and 301 on Tesla Drive.
Very good.
They have 25 pool tables. I'll be there for the game.
Excellent.
For the entire game?
Yeah. I mean, I talked to CK because I didn't even know about it, and I asked Drab. He didn't know about it, and I saw that Center Pocket put out an Instagram. I was like, whoa. They're announcing that I'm there. It actually says on there 11 till 4. Uh-huh. And I asked CK, I was like, wait a second. I remember like a month ago, somebody said, hey, could you do an appearance in Bowie? I said, okay. And then nobody said anything for like a month. And then they're putting out on Instagram and Facebook or whatever. And so I confirmed it. And he said, no, I think I'm only supposed to be there for 2 hours, but I'll stay for the whole game. I'm not going to go from like 1 to 3 and then leave.
Hey, we got to thank the listeners who are in studio for a couple hours just watching us talk.
Yep.
It's very awkward.
But Andy,
thank you for bringing some breakfast in. Appreciate it.
Cakes likes one of the brothers better.
Well, Team Bald, the brother on the right. That's my guy. I'm here. He's keeping it nice and clean too.
Is that a thing? Like, you got, is there like, have you done anything, or are you just holding on for dear life, or are you good over there? The other one. Just keeping his fingers crossed. Is that, I don't even know, like, how does that work with brothers? Because me and my brothers, you know, we have a decent amount of hair. Like, is it often, like, you're adopted, so you're out of the equation. Drabby, what about you and your brothers? Like, how does that work? Like,
they're in a much better situation than me.
They are.
But you know what? They're all gray.
So that's the trade-off.
I know.
Yeah.
But what is the...
Usually there's a correlation.
Is it normal that like one brother would have?
I don't know. No, some brothers are bald. Some brothers, the other brother has a full head of hair. Yeah.
My brother has full head of hair.
Yeah.
As do you.
As do I.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mine's a lot more gray than his.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My brother's got receding. He's been fighting the fight since his 20s.
Your brother for 20 plus years has been taking different things to keep it.
I think pretty much he's done the Propecia the whole
time. Yeah. Was he wearing a helmet at one point?
No, that was Stumper.
Yeah, my buddy
Stumper did a lot of stuff.
He was
fighting the good fight.
Stumper did like some sort of foam.
Yeah.
When he was in his 20s, like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, Stumper Dump's brother, Mike.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a long time. Is he going bald?
No. I mean, it's probably back a little bit, but
hairlines receding.
I don't really look at dudes, so I don't really know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't even really pay that much attention.
You wouldn't have picked them as brothers because.
Never would have thought they're brothers.
Right.
Not in a trillion years. They don't share one genetic similarity.
Can I be honest? I'm going to be completely
honest.
From
what I can
see. I thought they might have been married.
Oh, really?
I swear to God.
You thought they might have been like life partners?
Yeah, yes. A couple.
Yeah.
I thought they might have been a couple.
Yeah, I don't see one similarity between these two men in studio.
Yeah.
Dimples. They have the same dimples.
I don't know.
Their smile.
They don't look anything alike.
Butt different.
Right? You sure there aren't, like, there's not like a different dad in the picture?
Yeah. It's like,
you guys done a 23andMe?
It's like, it's like Hall & Oates if Hall was bald.
Yeah.
Bald & Oates.
Yeah. Nicely done. Nice tip in, Bobby. That's very well.
The boys behind the glass also like him because he's wearing the
Bit Season
shirt. Yeah,
of course. We obviously have a favorite.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
One of them's wearing a Bit Season
well,
merch.
Well, if one's wearing it, then probably the other guy listens to. You listen to Bit Season.
Yeah. Yeah. Thumbs
who
up.
Who do they trash the most? JP?
JP takes off the bullets.
I thought I would have taken it.
No, Eric was right in the crosshairs the last episode.
Mm. Yeah, I left with everybody today. I said, I'm leaving before y'all start joning. I already know.
Sure.
What did I get?
By the way, they're the first people, I think, in the history of the show that have won an auction and shown up in studio twice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? I think it shows the value's dropping.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an that easy value proposition. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's get in the entertainment page, EB.
All right. Where do I have it? Takes
sponsor.
Thanks for killing 5 minutes. I love it.
Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the top dog over there now. Check them out. BMWFairfax.com. You're gonna love it. Nothing like driving a BMW. All right, Valdez came in here and he got the sexy voice again. He goes, I've never seen a 60-year-old this hot. And apparently there's a viral video of Marissa Tomei. I never know how to say her name.
Tomei.
It's always been Tomei.
Yeah.
It looks like Tomei to me. Marissa Tomei.
Yes.
And she's wearing a little.
Is that going to be your new Matthew McConaughey?
Could be.
It's my thing. Listen, you haven't said a word with an S correctly in 27 years.
Okay.
So,
she's
is
not
my
related
thing.
To the Tamai brothers who went to DeMatha last
That's
time.
Different,
I
Carl different and spelling.
Carl I don't remember their first names.
Excellent wrestlers.
Great very good wrestlers.
Yes.
Yeah.
One was my boss at Wild World.
That's how I knew them from Wild World.
But apparently she's. I can't even tell from
now
this photo.
Six Flags.
I don't know if she's wearing like a little dress or just a skirt. But she does like a Sharon Stone leg thing, and Valdez was like swooning.
No, it wasn't like a Sharon Stone leg thing. She like put her leg straight up in the air.
She's doing, like,
showing off leg.
Like a Rockettes bit.
And
yeah, like a Rockettes.
What you said.
It's the hottest 60-year-old I've ever seen in my life.
So she's going viral for the video where she's defeating Father Time Cakes on her 60th birthday. I don't know what is she doing? Is she still acting these days?
She's still
acting?
Active actress. Yeah, she's been in some of the Spider-Man movies.
Now she,
in the last few
the
years.
Legend around her is they goofed and she won an Oscar that she wasn't supposed to win. Isn't that kind of the
For
legend?
For My Cousin Vinny, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Like they read the
yes.
wrong name or something.
It's urban legend.
That's got to be urban legend.
Isn't I would
that,
think.
How could that possibly be true?
I just don't think
it's
true.
They did that with La La Land, right?
Moonlight.
God,
Moonlight. Moonlight. Sorry.
I can't stress to you how bad of a movie La La Land is if you haven't seen it.
Have you seen it? No.
Good. Never see it.
I'm not going to watch
it. Don't waste your time. What a steaming pile that movie is.
By the way, has anybody
Kevin loves it. Shocked.
Has anybody seen the in-season Hard Knocks that we talked about?
Have not.
No, I'm not.
I'm sleeping on it.
I'm going to do it this weekend. I'm going to do it this weekend.
This is a great video of her, though. She doesn't look 60.
She
looks 45.
I was going to say she looks 40.
Yeah. Yeah. She looks like she's hot.
You would MC Hammer it?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
All right, I'm just asking.
Oh, yeah.
But I have to say this.
I'd say give it to my.
You guys don't watch Landman. Landman's another Taylor Sheridan show.
Yeah.
He's just brilliant.
But that guy just cranks out hits.
So if Tomei is the hottest 60-year-old, Ali Larter is the hottest 48-year-old on the planet.
I hadn't heard about her in
Junkies
years.
Guest.
She is a smoke
Why was she on this goofball show? I can't even remember what she was promoting.
I can't remember what she was promoting.
But that was a long time ago.
That was probably 25 years ago.
Yeah.
But she's 48
you
now.
You sleep on her in, I think it was the original Final Destination. Sleep.
I do.
Sleep.
I don't sleep on her in Landman.
Definitely sleeps. This guy sleeps.
So she first got big on Varsity Blues, right?
Yeah.
She wore
Why
the,
was she on
she
our
wore
show?
The shaving cream
Maybe she
or,
was promoting
or
that.
Whipped cream
when
bikini.
When was Varsity
no.
Blues? What year was that?
I think
we had James Vanderbeek on the show at one point.
We did? I don't remember him being on, but you could be right.
I think we did.
Mm.
Is
he dealing with like some serious health issues
yes.
right now?
I think he's got like a colon cancer.
Hopefully
or
he's all right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. We talked about it earlier. I'm only mentioning this because it's on TMZ. But as Jason noted earlier, the shooter of the United Healthcare guy, the guy that looks like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Well, it's JP called the shooting of the United Healthcare worker. Yeah, he was the CEO.
Yes. Yeah.
The CEO of the whole company.
Right. They say
making $20 million a year.
I would guess easily. Minimum,
probably $100 million, Jason. Oh, 100. He was reporting to his shareholders. I thought I read they made $450 billion in profit.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that is a lot of profit.
Okay, probably right. He probably got bonus. His salary's probably 10, but he probably gets $100 million bonus or something.
Easy. Easy.
Someone sent me a text. Someone who's in law enforcement. I'm not going to tell you the name.
Yeah. Kevin Davis?
No, not Kevin Davis.
Chief Major?
He said, hold on. Sorry.
Mad Dog.
Remember we had a guy. By the way.
What happened to him?
We haven't. I don't think
Mad Dog's a good guy, probably in prison.
I think the Montgomery County, like, I think it's called the Public Safety Building. I think it's like over in Gaithersburg, Germany, yeah. Named after Chief Major.
Yes,
he's got his name out on the sign in front of the big ass building.
So I drive by it almost every day.
Yeah,
good for him.
He said he was told he's got connections in New York City Police Department.
Yeah,
he said he was told that Thompson, who's the CEO, was walking that early because he was with his side piece in a different hotel.
No. Right, so that's why there's theories.
That's what he was told.
That's why there are theories that the wife could be involved. Bitter.
Yeah, who knows?
Or if the side piece had a husband. Like, who knows what's going on? Could be something.
His net worth at the time of his death, estimated $42.9 million.
Wow.
Wow. I would have thought higher.
Taylor Swift's Eras
Tour. But do you think they're going to catch this guy by Sunday?
I mean,
you always love to put like time frames on when people.
Because they're on top of them.
They know it's embarrassing to like not to let him go. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times they can't find people, but it's not a priority. Yep. I feel like this is a priority.
Yeah,
they're going to get him, and you know, unless he donks himself off, is there any way he can? Like, there's nowhere you could go. You can't even go, like, to Mexico. They're going to get you at the board.
Will he make it to Commander Saints without being apprehended?
No chance. Next week?
I would think maybe today.
I'm just throwing it out there.
No way. No way.
I would think maybe today. Like, they're on his ass. They got him on a bus. Mm-hmm. They got him. They have everything tracked. It was the hostel he was at.
Yeah.
If they know all that, they know exactly who the guy is. He's so busted.
You can definitely blend in the city of how many people live in New York City now? 8 or 9 million? Kind of hard to find somebody in that big,
probably more
big
than
of a pool.
But now everybody's looking for you.
Yeah, it's true.
Is there any way he could be like...
out of the city?
No.
He could be in D.C. right now.
No, no. He could be wearing one of those high-tech masks. And he's actually not a Jake Gyllenhaal looking like.
No.
He looks like Steve Woods.
So he's wearing that mask that Tom Cruise wears in all the Mission Impossibles?
CIA has all those masks.
Yeah.
Is it possible that he, it's like D. Woods in person?
No,
like,
you know why? You know
possible,
I mean?
But unlikely. Everything's possible.
One of those masks costs a lot of money. He's staying in a hostel. He's riding a Greyhound buses. Yeah. Doesn't have the money for the mask.
All right.
That might be all a big cover.
Could be. Very, very possible. Cakes,
possible, but unlikely. Yeah. Again.
Is your family upset after nearly 2 years, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour comes to an end?
Why would they be upset?
Well, I just know you guys are big Swifties.
I mean, they got to see her in Philadelphia. Right. I got to hear her in Philadelphia, so mission accomplished.
When you were outside.
Yes, correct.
Right.
She'll do another tour next year.
I'm sure she'll do another one.
No, not next year.
She's whatever, a year from
she'll
now.
She'll take like 3 years off.
You think?
Yeah, she just did like a 2 year around the globe tour.
What is the estimate much money she profited from that tour?
I mean, I could look it up. I don't know.
I mean, she probably profited at a minimum $500 million, right?
I'm thinking more, probably $500 million. Probably.
Did they say she's
know.
One of those celebrities that started
over
with
$1 billion?
Over $1 billion. Yeah.
Profitable so tour.
$1.04 billion.
That's what. It profited as a whole because they do have a lot of expenses.
It grossed over $1 billion.
Yeah. So they have a lot of expenses. So how much does she take home? Probably half? I mean, they have a lot.
I would say the majority.
They have a lot of expenses. Pete Davidson said recently that when you first start out, on SNL, and I don't, you know, this probably makes sense to me. He says you get paid about $3,000 an episode to start. And Jason Sudeikis said that was true. There was at one point when he first started out, he said he bought a pair of $75 shoes and it was out of his budget, Cakes. I don't know that that's
necessary. You're living in New York City and you got a nice apartment.
Yeah, of course. I don't know that that's that newsworthy, right? I mean, I guess you think you're on a big time show. You should be making more money.
Hope you bought his shoes at Nordstrom Rack.
But when you're a first year guy.
Good deals.
Also, golfdom is good for golf.
Golfdom's great for that, too.
Yeah, it's actually better.
Peter Millar.
You're the worst with that.
I can't remember everybody. I was just at golfdom. I was just at golfdom, and they did an amazing swap for me.
Nice.
When I swapped out my terrible lab putter, don't buy the hype, and I now am
using. Can you explain? Because somebody actually, I had to send a message to EB and Jason.
Yeah.
Because somebody, longtime listener to the show, yeah. Bo, mm-hmm. He actually came to see us. You weren't there in Florida when we had our meal. He said, what is the rumor? Because EB said there's some sort of rumor about lab putter.
Well, there's an allegation.
And I was like, I don't know. And what's I just texted him and he sent it back.
The way that the zero torque putters are designed, there's no toe release. You guys don't. I know I'm speaking Chinese.
I'm not even sure what toe release is.
Excited.
But after a certain number of strokes, your brain starts to just give you the toe release, and now you've developed a yip, a little hitch in your giddy up, and now your putting stroke is atrocious.
So it's supposed to correct something, but then your mind corrects that correction.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
And that's why those putters allegedly have a high return rate.
Shut up.
There's your answer, Bo.
That's what he's working on, man.
Yeah. So I'm just telling you.
How's that Matt been helping you out?
Well, I bought the worst one. That's the worst purchase from Temu ever. I bought like the cheapest one. I shouldn't have. It doesn't even lay flat.
Yeah.
It's the worst mat ever. But then I'll
they're
be
lumpy.
Honest with you.
They're so lumpy.
The
lumpiest mat in the world.
I'm going to say this right now. There is a thief amongst us.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a thief amongst us.
Because
I bought a putting ruler.
Okay.
It's especially designed. So you put it on the mat, and I thought, oh, this will flatten it out. And if your ball stays on the ruler, right, like a 3-foot-long ruler, then you have a good stroke. Someone stole the ruler.
Who would steal such a thing?
Do you have any suspects?
Someone stole I actually do.
Who's your suspect?
So
name him. Or her.
All right, gotta take a break. We'll come back with that.
Whoever plays golf around here, you're under suspicion.
Next, you're the Junkies.